Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Alexandra Hart. The Texas Attorney General's office is accusing Houston Methodist hospitals of discriminating against patients based on their vaccination status. News 88.7's Michael Adkison spoke with officials from the hospital who say the allegations are untrue.
Houston Methodist Hospital administrators received a letter on Monday from the Office of the State Attorney General threatening to open an investigation into them. The letter, which was not signed by Attorney General Ken Paxton, accuses Houston Methodist of denying organ transplants to patients who haven't been vaccinated for COVID-19. The memo cites a post on X from July as evidence. In September, a new state law took effect explicitly outlawing requirements for vaccination in order to receive an organ transplant. A spokesperson from Houston Methodist says there is no such policy, and they are not denying transplants based on vaccination status. I'm Michael Adkison, News 88.7.
Local food banks are reporting an uptick in need this year.
We, on average, served about 85,000 neighbors a month in 2024, but in the last 2 months, in August, we saw about 92,000 people served or families served, and then 93,000 last month.
Speaking on Hello Houston, Scott Burns with the Montgomery County Food Bank says the impact of the federal government shutdown is starting to show.
We haven't fully assessed what the need will be and how many neighbors will show up needing help.
Burns says they are working with retail partners to keep shelves stocked. It's 67 degrees right now on the University of Houston campus. Warm and sunny again today with a high near 90 degrees. I'm Alexandra Hart, News 88.7.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, supporting creative people and effective institutions committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information is at macfound.org.
Good morning, Houston. It is Trees Day here at Houston Public Media, one of our favorite days of the year. Today, you can select trees as your thank you gift during our donation drive here and help us plant trees across greater Houston with Trees for Houston. Good morning. I'm Matt Harab, your morning anchor. And this means today that your support for the programs and news that you love also helps make our city greener, cleaner, and stronger for generations to come. That is what being 100% community funded is all about. When you give, you're not just powering trusted local journalism and incredible programs, you are giving something back to Houston itself. So let's make this morning count. Join your neighbors in celebrating Trees Day and help us reach our goal. Give now at HoustonPublicMedia.org/donate or call 888-909-0887. Together, we're growing something beautiful for Houston and for you. I'm with Dominic Anthony Walsh this morning. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning, Matt. When you give right now, Trees for Houston will plant trees in greater Houston. That means more green space, cleaner air, and a healthier city for you. It's